With the pressure to get a new budget in place bearing down upon Troy, Mayor Patrick Madden has devised a new fiscal package that would raise taxes 14.6%, about half his initial proposal. Madden proposed it to the City Council Wednesday night in a bid to avoid layoffs and cuts in city services. The city has been in dire fiscal straits for years and was the subject of a critical audit by State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. Back in May, two independent auditors painted Troy's financial picture as critical.
We started off the year with a budget that wasn't balanced in the first place, and then we got hit with some very significant increases for 2017.
When Madden released his initial budget proposal with a 28.2% property tax increase in October, the first-term Democrat called it a regrettably harsh consequence for correcting past unrealistic and politically expedient budget practices. The plan was instantly panned by the City Council, led by Republican Carmela Mantello.
The mayor clearly recognized that 28% could be cut much, much lower. The Troy City Council, we issued a 9.5% tax hike, which was 19% lower than the mayor's tax hike. It did have several reductions of new hires, bumps in salaries, additional overtime, and other unnecessary spending. The mayor refused, unfortunately, to budge from that 28% tax hike. He eventually budged to 23%. The steering committee of four members refused to accept a 23% tax hike.
Madden is now asking the council to schedule a special meeting on the $69.9 million proposal, which won't hike taxes as much as his original $72.3 million spending plan.
Ideally, it would be Monday so that we can get this squared away and get all the steps in place that we need to have in place so we can get tax bills out on time.
Madden is optimistic the council will override the tax cap and approve his new budget. Council members previously put forth proposals raising property taxes 9.5%, then 12%.
Here we are now beyond the 11th hour, and now the mayor is actually agreeing that budget could be cut. And it's unfortunate it wasn't done a couple of weeks ago, but more importantly, we're pleased. And I'm pleased that the mayor is submitting a revised budget, cutting his original 28% tax hike in half to approximately 14%. As we know, prior years and this year got us in this mess, and it's not going to happen overnight to get us out of this mess. However, the steering committee will be reviewing the details. We just received it last night. We need to see who the mayor is proposing to lay off. There are 9 layoffs in this new proposed budget. There are also new positions that are being created. I and the steering committee will not support new positions should there be layoffs. You can't justify that. So that is a sticking point, and we'll certainly express that to the mayor once we get the details. This potentially could be a victory for Troy taxpayers. No council has ever stood up to a mayor's proposal in this fashion or turned around and didn't override the tax cap when the mayor's budget was out of balance.
To pass the budget, at least 6 of the 9 councilors must vote to override the state tax cap. At last session, they were one vote shy. Madden points out that 75% of the budget is personnel-related. Under his newest plan, 9 jobs would be cut. Last week, he claimed a revised budget with a 23% tax hike would eliminate more than 90 positions.
In the beginning, you can make certain changes, reduce staff a certain size, and minimally impact services. At a certain point, though, you go over the edge. I describe it as driving the bus off of the cliff. And we're right on the edge with this proposal. So it's not a linear exercise. It's not the same number of layoffs for the same percentage reduction in taxes. We're going to hit the point after this where we really need to start looking at serious layoffs.
Madden says his revised budget doesn't do the things we set out to do: fix Troy's money troubles while being mindful of the burden taxes place on residents.
There's nothing random in what we propose. There's no across-the-board type cuts. This is the result of careful and painstaking analysis, and we're hopeful that the council will recognize it for what it is, as a very legitimate document that's, again, based in fact, and is the best path forward for the city of Troy. It creates the least amount of pain for both the workforce and the taxpayers in the city.
The council has the proposal under review and certifying that it is in line with the city charter. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.